tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Sky's mostly cloudy today, but it will be seasonable with highs in the low to mid-40s.
It is 28 degrees here at the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, team coverage of local news first on Joe Thomas in the morning.
Albemarle County Police are investigating a shooting that sent a woman to the hospital. It happened early Wednesday morning in the Southwood mobile home community.
The governor's gun agenda moved through the Virginia House of Delegates yesterday as the Democratic Party majority voted to advance a package of gun measures, including limiting handgun purchases to once a month, universal background checks, allowing localities to ban guns in certain areas, and red flag laws.
The Daily Progress is getting a new owner. Lee Enterprises is buying Berkshire Hathaway's BH Media Group for $140 million. The deal covers 30 daily newspapers in 10 states, as well as 49 paid weekly publications with digital sites and 32 other print products. Lee has been managing the BH Media publications since July 2018. The deal is expected to close in mid-March.
If you've ever been one of those cars waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to get to make a left turn from Hydraulic Road onto southbound Emmett Street, VDOT has a Valentine's Day present for you. A new traffic pattern that will include two left turn lanes and a continuous right turn lane. The lanes will be installed during the overnight of February 3rd, weather permitting.
The Virginia Senate following the House lead in rolling back restrictions on abortion. The new Democratic majority voted to roll back requirements, including a 24-hour waiting period before an abortion, plus a requirement that women seeking an abortion undergo an ultrasound and counseling. The 2020 vote came after about an hour of debate. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax broke the tie. The House passed a similar measure. Each chamber still must pass the other's version.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 28 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Are you thinking about refinancing your home, but worried that closing costs could cancel out any money you would save? It could happen. In fact, average closing costs for a $300,000 home in Virginia are over $3,000. Yikes! How's that gonna save you money? Cap your costs with a zero closing cost mortgage from Cap Center, your local mortgage lender.
This is our sixth time using Cap Center. And once again, the quality of service and speed of processing was excellent, and the savings are substantial.
This was my third refinance with Cap Center. I've been very satisfied. The entire process is simple, never any surprises, and zero closing costs means zero closing costs.
Cap your closing costs. Visit capcenter.com. Equal housing lender. Visit capcenter.com for rates, savings, and offer limitations. This ad contains real client feedback voiced by actors. NMLS ID 67717. NMLS Consumer Act.